Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our update with Larry Taylor. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We have bunkers over in Russia being refurbished in that area. Black-eyed kids, I guess that's in Crimea. We have reports of black-eyed kids being arrested, spotted, and seen, the number 777, and how it surrounds Donald Trump. We have, there's a lot of stuff going on, a coup within a coup, maybe another coup within that coup, who knows? There's a lot of fighting, and this is sort of what Jeremiah the prophet had to say, that the government... rulers would be fighting government rulers, and Isaiah also made mention of the fact that there would be a governmental, actually a breakdown. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. A lot going on.
Yeah, sure is. Why don't we start with this Steve Kucinich release, where it even says red alert. There's a... evidently, a major coup developing?
Well, it appears, yeah, Steve Kucinich, of course, most people know him. He's written a number of novels, you know, with Tom Clancy, or, you know, who's not around anymore. But there's a number of postings, and including Steve's information, that's being reported from different sources, which seem to, if true now, and I want to say that, if true, seems to tie WikiLeaks not so much in a bunch of scrub brush, fly-by-night hackers, but actually kind of a coup within the three-letter agencies funneling information out on the corrupt Clinton cartel, as they call it. And we're seeing more and more of this. This is beginning to come out more, and I did this evening on Fox again see more reports coming out of a lot of maneuvering and power positioning and threats within the three-letter agencies. You know, it's becoming very, very serious. It appears, though, that there's a patriotic coup going on within another coup, and... This is just wild. It really supports or backs up, Stuart, or it seems to really support the information you and I have warned people from Jeremiah for a number of years now of the ruler against ruler and how accurate that really is.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible. Of course, people don't realize how prophecy works. I think a lot of folks think that prophecy is just prediction, or it's wild guesswork, when in reality the future exists, the present exists, and the past still exists. And because the Lord resides outside of time and space, he can see the whole thing. That's why he says, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I know the end from the beginning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Prophecy is not prediction, folks. Prophecy is actually what happened in the future. We're just not there yet. And he gave it to people like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And they wrote it down for us, traveling through time. We are prisoners in time and space, but the Lord is not. And so when people mock biblical prophecy, which is why it's 100%, because the Lord saw it all happen. He just wrote it down through the prophets and gave it to us so we would know where we are in ruler against ruler in a governmental breakdown. And this is, we're riding right through it right now. Kucinich, though, said, didn't he say something about they're going to be releasing information on the Clintons that's really going to take them down?
Well, that's some of what I saw, and there are other sources coming out warning of the same thing. And what's interesting, Stuart, you and I were talking earlier, and both of us have been surprised that we've actually made it this far into the election, this close to Election Day. And, of course, we're right now 6 days away from the election, and there are more surprises. And there seems to be now that if the report's true on Fox that I saw a little earlier, the laptops that was ordered destroyed have not been destroyed. So there is a somewhat of a rebellion going on even with that data. So if they're going to produce some of that data, they say that this is going to just, really hit the... And I heard one of them, I believe it was, someone on Lou Dobbs tonight. I think it was the ambassador was talking, John, whatever his name is. I'm blank right now. I've got overload. But anyway, he was saying he has never seen a time in history where you have a current residing president actually on the election trail side by side with a totally corrupt candidate for president of the United States supporting that president's election.
Well, they do say, I think, in some of the WikiLeaks stuff that there was a tie direct to Obama as well. I read somewhere an article talking about it. WikiLeaks could lead to the actual arrest, of the president himself. I mean, they're all involved in this together. This New World Order thing has been going on for a long, long time. You got guys like George Soros backing all of this. They don't care what they do to the American people. They hate the American people, and they just as soon see the 90% of us at least perish from the face of the earth. I mean, after all, we're just useless eaters, or if we're young enough, we're cannon fodder for their global warfare state. But I think this is going to come crashing down upon their own heads. And if there are, in fact, movies or pictures or whatever it is they claim of Hillary and Huma and some young teenage girl having sex, this is going to probably turn the election back. But you got to remember what Soros said. He said he didn't care. He didn't care whether approximately 100% of the American people voted for Trump in a landslide. Hillary was going in. Hillary was going to be the president. It's already been decided by the rich men of the earth. So the question then becomes, how do they make that happen without a major revolution? And then we're getting into, are we not, the bots and the violence and the confusion and all of that? What do you think?
Well, we actually are, Stuart. Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. I think, whether people believe in the bots or not, it sounds like the code speech of the bots is really correct in where we're headed. The interesting thing is there's been a number of the rich men, or so-called rich men, or the high rollers, or the establishment have come out and said there is an inside plan to work a system with the electoral vote, and it doesn't matter how many people how overwhelmingly people vote for Trump, that they're going to swing this election with the electoral vote. Now, we don't know whether that'll happen or not, but there are side operations going on with this guy, in Utah, that's links back, I suppose, to Romney and Ryan and the political establishment there. And then you've also, we've also got information that, there's another plan. And so, I don't know. I know the next 6 days people are going to be on pins and needles, so to speak, for the next 6 days, just waiting till the election to get here. And of course, I heard today there was breaking information out of Florida again that they're already finding massive voter fraud. Illegals are signing up to vote and voting, and now it appears that they've moved they've opened unguarded votes. That were voted ahead of the election. In Florida. Florida always seems to come up with real, real problems in their voting system. But
we're
beginning to see, and we're aware. You mentioned George Soros. We're aware of the voting machines that a UK-based firm owned by George Soros has sold to the U.S. So there we are.
That makes you wonder. About the American people, I guess. I mean, I sit back here and I look at what's going on and I'm thinking, why doesn't anybody really say something about it? Well, maybe they are now. Maybe they're going to rise up. Maybe they're going to demand something else. But I did read an article, like you were saying, where I don't know if it was Florida or where it was, they were caught actually dumping a legitimate votes. They were just dumping them in the garbage.
I think that was
and they were
Texas.
Caught doing
I believe,
it.
Yeah,
was that
I believe
Texas?
That was Texas. They were having a lot of problems in Texas, too. And matter of fact, they said one county in Texas had just dumped all their machines and gone to a paper ballot only.
Well, that's what they should do. They should set this up so that they in small enough places so that they can literally sit down there and count the votes. But, you know, this infiltration by the communists and the Marxists, and this is what we're watching. This is, who knows where this is going to go. But there's absolutely no question that Obama is a communist. He's a Marxist, among other things. There's no question that Hillary is absolutely a Marxist communist. She's all but said so. And nobody pays any attention. And, I've said this before, but I really don't understand the American people. They send their sons and daughters off to war to get maimed, killed, brutalized, bring them back in body bags, bring them back so maimed and mentally off in many, many cases, to fight for this Constitution of the United States, to fight for the freedom and the American way. And then they turn right around as traitors, they are, and vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton. I don't understand it. I don't understand any of it. To me, it's insanity. I don't know about you, but, nothing makes me madder when people celebrate Memorial Day and stuff like that when they're committing treason against their own children. Maybe they don't see it that way, but that's actually what it is, and that's what they've done. If you're going to send your sons and daughters off to war, then to defend the American way, then why don't you people at home who vote and who can make a ruckus defend the Constitution on the home front? Hillary Clinton has dismantled the Constitution. Washington is now dismantling it altogether. We don't have a Constitution. We don't have a Bill of Rights. So instead of sending the kids, I guess, off to war, they ought to send them down to Washington, just surround Washington and see what happens. I don't know, Larry. There's just a total disconnect, it seems to me, to the American people. I don't understand it. Maybe I'm missing something here, but if I am, I wish somebody would straighten me out. Because I think one of the reasons that the Lord destroys the United States is because the people are so hypocritical. Our government is hypocritical. And, you can't continually mock the Lord and get away with it. Sooner or later, the old axe or the sword comes screaming down, and then the American people are going to be in such shock they're not going to know what to do. So, anyway, I guess I got off my soapbox there for me. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and isn't it interesting that it seems in the America we live in this time, day and hour, that the only people that could be found guilty of treason are really the patriots and the American people, not the leadership of America, not ISIS in America. Now, you know, I mean, it's so amazing. And I'll tell you what, there's a really interesting report on Debka file this morning, too, that I saw talking about started out Trump and Clinton offered diverse Middle East scenarios and basically adding that Putin will not forgive Hillary Clinton for her attacks on him in the campaign. And then they had an addendum to that report, which was really interesting, if true. I mean, this is intel. This is intelligence out of Israel. It says that Trump has already invited Putin and China's Xi Jinping for a summit as soon as he wins the election.
Well, he wants peace. He knows perfectly well that, you know, I don't think the American people realize the weaponry that the Soviets have. And I use the word Soviets because Perestroika and Glasnost were just, and the breakup of the Soviet Union was all a ploy. They even said it was. So I don't know why the American people don't understand that one either. The biggest enemy of the United States lies over the poles, and it's right there in prophecy. You can look it up in Jeremiah. You can look it up in Isaiah. And it is definitely the Soviet Union or Russia and all her allies. And, boy, we're going to get it. It's just a question of when the Lord decides to lower the boom. So that would be Donald Trump trying, it seems to me, to avert any such catastrophe. Now, hasn't Putin said if Hillary is elected, it's war, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That he's made that statement on more than one occasion. And, you know, it's very interesting that apparently Donald Trump does know, you know, what's coming, you know, if he's not elected, that even Putin, you know, Russia and China both, and a number of other countries are really dead set against the U.S., and almost totally has pushed the U.S. Of course, Obama, there's no resistance anyway, but Obama's pretty much allowed all of this completely out of the Middle East. And, of course, the Middle East, Jared, is right now the most incredible tinderbox I have ever seen.
Yeah, talking about the Middle East, we can get back to this. Now, the WikiLeaks, if I heard that right, they feel they've got enough now before the election to dump that Hillary could even be arrested beforehand with the information that's coming out?
Well,
and would this be what Senich was talking about, a coup within a coup? I mean, when you release criminal activity, somebody should be getting arrested for it.
Well, we've got a debacle between the DOJ, Obama's close service there, DOJ, and the FBI. And right now there appears to be an incredible battle going on between the two. And it's not out in the open. You don't see it. You don't really hear about it. You just hear about conflict. But apparently the DOJ and even Obama, they were talking about code speech today. You know, some of the news folks on Fox and the analysts were talking about Obama code speech that he's been speaking, telling the DOJ and the FBI and the other agencies to stay out of this and let Hillary be elected. And apparently there's a rebellion going on deep within the government itself that is pushing this information out. Now, right now there is a battle between the FBI, you know, which appears some of those really do want to do what's right and what's expected of them. And, you know, and there are rumors that, you know, the DOJ has ordered them to stand down in this matter. And there's talk about tomorrow, the next day, is it possible that there be enough of pressure to cause James Comey to finally have to just step down? And, really, we talk ruler against ruler. That's what we're seeing, and it's different factions. It's amazing. It's amazing, Stuart, where this is going and what's being played out.
Well, it's unprecedented in the history of the United States, and But if, you know, the bot said that the Democratic operations here, that they would lose their head, and we were talking about that on one of the other updates, what does that mean? Does that mean that Hillary Clinton is found sick and she can't run or she quits? I mean, there are calls now coming, as I understand it, from the Democratic Party that she needs to resign and step down from her own party.
We've got 6 days, and that's ticking really, that clock's ticking fast. And one of the interesting things also that they were reporting on Fox today was the fact that it's unprecedented, and I think Judge Napolitano was even talking about this, unprecedented that a sitting president of the United States would literally be campaigning to put into office a candidate that is under current investigation by the FBI. It's unheard of.
Yeah, well, he's so lawless. He's totally lawless. And a lot of Christians have been shown that he is the man of lawlessness. Now, whether that's true or not, I guess we're soon going to find out. But I think we got some surprises coming, because the bots also talked about the shuffle and a change, some new man comes into this thing. And it makes you wonder if it isn't this McMullen out of Utah and the electoral vote manipulations. They've got it evidently figured out that they can do this. And I don't, so we really are kind of going to have to watch this. When we got, you started to head towards the Middle East. What in the world's going on over there with Turkey?
Oh, my. I mean, that's an interesting. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's a really interesting scenario, Stuart. A report that came out of Debka file today, according to satellites in Israel, it says that, and of course, let me preface that report with this. We do know by mainstream news, actually, that the move towards attacking Mosul, that Turkey had armed forces inside Iraq at that time. Now, the leadership of Iraq has ordered these Turkish forces out of his country, but, of course, they're not moving right now. And we've had another situation arise, is the fact that in this move on Mosul, that has really bogged down the U.S.-led Iraqi movement against the cities around, or the towns around Mosul, has bogged down, and that's been taken out of the U.S. hands, according to news sources. And they had originally set up to push the Peshmerga, which are the Kurds, the good guys, I call them the good guys, about the only ones that protect the Christians. They were going to send them in as the main front force against Mosul, which would be a literal meat grinder, and
yes.
The Peshmerga had the smarts to refuse. So the Peshmerga, the Kurds, have moved their forces back away from Mosul, and now there is thousands of Shiite militia people are going to be sent in, backed up by Iranian troops and Iraqi troops, and it's a mess. It's absolutely a mess. Now, I've said that. Okay, there's a report come out this morning from Israel says that they've noted Turkish tank forces moving towards the Iraqi border. It says the Turkish military is now deploying tanks and military equipment and troops to the Salapi area, and that's near the Iraqi-Syrian-Turk border. It's about 100 miles or 100 kilometers north of Mosul. Now, that's an unprecedented move. That's an armed force moving towards Iraq. And now, at the same time, we're getting reports of another movement of military from Turkey. And this comes from, I can't tell people we can vet this source because we can't that well. But from Greece, or the Greek news sources on the military movements in the Middle East, Greece is reporting that a fleet of Turkish fighters were moving into northern Syria and that Putin had his S-300 missile batteries locked on to those Turkish fighters, and there was a standoff, and Erdogan backed down and turned his fighters back around and brought them back into Turkey. So there's a standoff, number one, that we didn't even know occurred, and no mainstream media is reporting this. It's just coming out of news reports in Greece that this occurred even. And,
well, then you had a report of near miss, too, didn't you, of more than one now, evidently, of American and Soviet aircraft?
Yeah, we had multiple reports, and one we had already reported. Now, this second one came, and which they're talking about is even, cause the Pentagon is saying, is even greater cause for concern. And this report for Koenig International News posted, it said U.S. and Russian warplanes have the closest call yet over Syria. It says a Russian jet fighter escorting a Russian spy plane was maneuvering in an area, and an American warplane came near to them, and the Russian fighter encountered the American warplane and forced it off. And so this is, you know, like I say, this is it's a lit fuse, Stuart. It just takes,
yeah, it
and,
sure
and
is.
The intel, yeah, the intel sources are saying it don't take but one incident to start a big war.
Yes. Yep, and then it gets out of control. Speaking about war, the Indian-Pakistan situation has always been kind of on the spot with threats of throwing nuclear missiles back and forth. You said something about internet spies were found out inside India? Pakistani spies, I guess? Or what was that about?
Yeah, this is you've talked and mentioned a number of times of the situation, and it stays way in the background. Any news about anything with Pakistan and India really is on like page 10 or something in the paper.
Yeah,
you're not hearing much. Yeah, and you've mentioned this a number of times, and I saw a report this morning on mainstream news, I believe it was Yahoo, indicating that the Pakistani army has found.
Okay.
What they called an internet of Indian spies embedded within the consulate or the diplomatic embassy in Islamabad, and India was spying on different areas of Pakistan, and that's
I
a
had
big
reverse,
blow up.
Yeah,
they've the Pakistani military has gone to they've got a civilian government. And are asking now to capture and eject all of the Indian spies that are involved in this group of, this is unprecedented. And, of course, that puts both nations again, in an area of conflict. It's interesting, number one, that most people don't even know about this and doesn't even hear about it. But number two, it could cause a flashpoint. You know, there's always a flashpoint, it seems, maybe every year or two between India and Pakistan.
Yeah, and they do not hesitate to kind of speak about, well, maybe you need a few nuclear missiles sent on you to shut you down or something. You know, their rhetoric is really blunt over there, and I do remember reading extra-biblical text, but I can't remember where I found it, but it was that the World War would actually start there and then just expand from that point on. And I guess probably everybody figures, well, what do we got to lose? We're going to get hit anyway, so we might as well push all the buttons we can push. And, of course, it's all demonic. The demonic forces want to kill mankind and get rid of them. So it seems like we're walking into that trap. Speaking about demonics, what's this business of black-eyed kids over in England being arrested? Is that true? I don't think it's been vetted at all. I don't know how you do vet something like that, but what's the situation on that?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I know that L.A. Marzulli and Richard Shaw basically, I guess, revealed to the world the the enigma or the activity of the so-called black-eyed kids. You know, they brought that up way back, and of course, the minute they began to do that, they had people calling from everywhere telling them that, you know, I've seen it and I've experienced it, and they really kind of tied that in to the demonic, to the paranormal, and they wondered about hybrids and activity of the hybrid children, you know, you wonder about all these things, and one come out today, a report, and I've been watching these reports, you know, scattered around for some time. I mean, they, you know, drop mm-hmm. onto the internet, and they're very difficult to vet. But this one came out of Manchester. It's a report, and you saw the video, and
yes,
I posted
yes.
it. It said two black-eyed children arrested in Manchester, UK, and said that they were terrorizing people in a hotel there, and the police actually found them hiding in a room in that hotel and said their eyes literally had no whites of any kind. They're black eyes, and they took them into custody. I did email L.A. Marzulli and Richard Shaw, since they're very interested in this thing, and I got an email mm-hmm. back from L.A. Marzulli that said this is very difficult to vet, and because of, you know, the hoax that was perpetrated on them earlier with the ferry situation, that he wasn't going to get into this report that much. And then Richard Shaw emailed me and said, wow, this is really interesting, but it'd be very, very difficult to vet it properly. And so that's kind of where we are, Stuart. There does seem to be more and more encounters around the world, though, of what almost you could, you know, whether it's the demonic occurring or whether it seems more scattered reports of hybrids, too, are being spotted or seen that just look a little different. They look a little strange. And, you know, I know a lot of stuff's on the internet, and you don't know if everything's real or not, but you get so many reports, you begin to wonder, well, we're seeing enough smoke. There possibly is a fire somewhere out there.
Yeah, I mean, they've talked about the black-eyed kids now for what, a number of years, actually. And the reports
yeah.
have come in from all over, and they warn people not to let them in your house. They'll come up and knock on the door. And then I read on that YouTube thing on the Manchester deal, it seemed to imply that if you let them in your house, you're dead. So,
well, that's really interesting, Stuart, because that's one of the warnings that L.A. Marzulli, you know, he actually on one of his Watcher series, the DVDs, he gave
mm-hmm.
a warning and told people, whatever you do, when they do, if they come to your house, you know, treat them like you would the Greys. You remember, Stuart, for years there was a number of groups, Christian groups, that were telling people how to literally invoke the name of Jesus Christ or use the word of Jesus Christ and rebuke these things. We're talking about the Greys, of course, the alien
yes.
Greys that were seen, and how they would retreat. And so Marzulli and Richard were basically telling people, use the same, theology on these black-eyed children. Use the name of Jesus. And he gave that warning, and they also warned, don't deal with them. Don't listen to them, don't deal with them, and certainly don't let them in. And one of the reasons I kind of looked at this twice and sent you a copy was it's posted on Stan and Holly Dale's website, standale.com, and people can go there and view it if they wish, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just sounds very, very strange, but like you said, where there's a lot of smoke, there's usually a fire. And the only question, I guess, is not whether they're real. What are they? And exactly how dangerous are they? Are they shapeshifters? So when they get in somebody's house, then their real appearance takes shape or something of that nature. It's very, very weird. It's almost like, you know, you read these reports of demonic kids that are possessed, and they can walk up walls, walk on the ceiling, and do all this strange stuff. And, you know, I guess you are. I mean, the only defense, whether the people believe it or not, is to invoke the Lord Jesus Christ and get your protection going. Talking about that, what is this deal with Donald Trump and the number 777? It seems like he was born, I think I'm remembering it that right. He was born 700 days before Israel becomes a nation. If he is sworn into office, it would be 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. 777. 7 in God's number, and we're in the Israeli year, 7757777. And if you look up 7 in the book on the numbers of what they mean, that's completion. That's totality. It's over. And that makes you wonder, because his name is Trump.
What's exactly. And what's interesting, Stuart, is you read about the trumpet judgments and the trumpets, and what's the odds, knowing that you have a Trump-Pence ticket?
Yeah, I know. It is weird, very weird. But maybe that's the Lord giving signs. You know, there was a sign when Susan Boyle came out and sang the swan song for the human race. And she had a countdown on her chest for, I think it was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 or 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. It was like the Lord was telling us through her. And nobody had ever heard of her at all, never knew anything about her. And all of a sudden, within days, she's known all over the world.
Yeah.
Now, that was ordained. I firmly believe the Lord had his hand on her, and she sang the swan song. Actually, if you look at the words, that's the swan song of the human race. We had a dream. I dreamed a dream. But then the spoilers came, and what do we got? America has a dream, but Hillary Clinton, all these guys, all the traitors in both the Republican and Democratic Party of the uppy-ups, the yucky-yucks, are, you know, there's the spoilers. They're spoiling the American dream. They stole it away. So, yeah, it's very strange when you see these kind of signs, but they pass over most people's heads. And doesn't seem to mean anything to them. So it's just kind of curious to me. Have you heard any more on the Trump operation? Oh, before we get to that, what's this deal with Tom Horn and his DVD and getting slammed on the web because he was doing something about the Vatican secrets? What's that about?
Oh, that's really interesting, Stuart. Actually, I watched Prophecy or Skywatch TV last night with Derek Gilbert interviewing a Timothy Alberino and Tom Horn himself, and talking about this DVD, basically The Unholy Sea. It's something. It's called True Legends: The Unholy Sea, and Tom Horn is actually got that. He's distributing that, and I watched it. It's incredible. It's really, you know, all the stuff you and I've talked about, and including Malachi Martin and others.
Yes.
This is part of revealing of how the Catholic Church has literally took over all the ancient pre-flood sites that had pre-flood, not only architecture or underground caverns of stuff, but also artifacts from pre-flood era, and they put their churches on top of that by design over the years, and they say that the Holy See, or basically the intelligence agency for the Vatican, is the oldest ever in the world, and all of this stuff being hidden, and that DVD is coming out exposing this and exposing the Vatican and the unholy, as they call it, sea. Matter of fact, they call the intel agency for the Vatican, they call it the entity, and they say it's the most incredible intelligence in the world, connected, of course, to cosmic events and the Griffith Observatory, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we're hearing now that we're going to be able to see Planet X or part of its entourage in December this year. I'm reading articles about that. So, you know, they've been saying that for years and years and years. But, you know, Malachi Martin was an aide right direct to the Pope. He knew the Pope very well, as I understand it. I don't think they were probably too pleased when he released his books exposing.
Well, the Pope, you remember that Pope that he was under, what was it, Pope John, I believe?
I think it was Pope John, yes.
He actually gave a letter to Malachi Martin, releasing Martin from his duties to go back to New York and to write these books and these exposés. And they say that Pope John knew that the Third Secret of Fatima was a counterfeit that was given out, and Malachi Martin was hoping to reveal the end time events and also the real secret. And of course, Art Bell, he captured some of that and then refused to release it, and then Malachi Martin had an untimely death.
Yeah, he fell down the stairs very strangely, which seems to happen to people. They have all these heart attacks. They fall downstairs. They have airplane crashes. They have car accidents. They die mysteriously. They're found in rivers. They don't swim, of course. Most of them were, you know, fairly happy, but they somehow suicided themselves, shot themselves 50 times, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we are. We're in the middle of a vast, vast conspiracy. And, folks, if you don't believe in conspiracy, you better go back, open your Bible to Psalm 2. God says there is a conspiracy. He even names who it is, the kings and the rulers, the rich men of the earth. And they are involved in a conspiracy so vast that you wouldn't believe it even if you read about it and studied it. It's hard to believe, isn't it, Larry, that you could tie this thing together until you realize Satan is very real, and they are his dupes. And that's about it.
That's absolutely correct. So, even as we go along, and we're actually having the, I guess you could say, a crisis in America, a crisis in the world, we're still at the same time uncovering more about all the planets, more about the races, or the those that inhabited those places at one time, the structures on the moon,
mm-hmm.
the underground cities and the labyrinths, and all of these hidden things are still coming out and being exposed.
Well, the Lord did say he was going to reveal that which was hidden and expose it, and he does it out of mercy because he's hoping people will wake up, you know, rather than deny all this stuff, that they'd take it to heart. And we should maybe close with what Putin is doing in Crimea. Why would you be refurbishing? We got about a minute and a half. Why would we be refurbishing nuclear bunkers unless you're getting ready for a war that you know is coming? What's your comment on that?
Well, I would have to say that, you know, since Putin has moved his nuclear weapons close enough to Europe now to actually strike Berlin or any of the other countries in Europe, and the reports coming out now, he's refurbished the nuclear bunkers in Crimea. He's also activated all the bases in Crimea, military bases, and turned that into an armed camp. I think he's ready for a war if there's going to be one, and he's been warning against this war. But nobody seems to listen.
Yeah, it's incredible that you have a president of a huge military power try to warn the world, look, they're heading us into an irreversible nuclear war. I don't know why people can't see that, but I guess it's, you know, when you're captured by the forces that be that run the world, I guess they do what they're told, which is he was kind of scolding the press. Why won't you tell the truth? And, of course, Kennedy did the same thing, too. Remember that? He said, why don't you tell the truth? We don't like secret societies. Of course, it wasn't too long after that. He was dead as well. Well, thanks for coming on, Larry. And I guess we'll just monitor the news and see what's happening. It'll be an interesting next 6 days. So, anyway, thanks again, Larry, for coming on, And we'll hope everybody will come on Friday and listen to an update. Good night.